Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and continuing to make our way through this Advent season. I hope you're able to celebrate it, to be able to set some time aside, to be alone with the Lord, to meditate on the reality of living between the two comings of Jesus, to get ready to meet the Lord, to see the Lord. You know, we don't know. We all know for sure, as I've been talking this week and echoing the teaching of the Scripture and the Catechism, that there's an appointment in our future, that we're all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and if we're ready for it, it's a day of great hope and it'll be the greatest day ever for us. But if we're not ready, it's a day we don't want to have come, and we know not only it's going to be in our future, but the issue is we don't know when it will be. You could die today, I could die today, and we would appear for the particular judgment before Jesus. And so it's important for us to take in the teaching of the church in this season and align our hearts with the will of God, the teaching the Lord has bestowed on us, has given to us through the church and through his word. So yesterday, I read through the first part of the Gospel of John chapter 5. And it's a story of Jesus healing a crippled man who had been crippled for 38 years. He healed him on the Sabbath, which put him in direct conflict with the religious leaders in the temple. And they were not happy. First, that the man was healed because you weren't supposed to do any kind of work. The only medical stuff you could do on the Sabbath was if it was truly a matter of life and death to save somebody. And in this case, it wasn't. And so they believed Jesus' act of healing this man violated the Sabbath, number one. And number two, he told the man to rise and take up his pallet and walk, and to carry his pallet on the Sabbath was a violation of the Sabbath. So the confrontation with the religious leaders of Israel begins to take place and intensify here. It's going to intensify throughout the Gospel of John. And they are upset with Jesus and they confront him. And Jesus said that he was simply doing the Father's work. They said, what gives you the right, essentially, to do this on the Sabbath? And he says, my Father's still working, and so I'm working too. I do whatever the Father tells me to do. So that enraged them, because not only did he violate the Sabbath, you know, the customs of the Sabbath, the laws of the Sabbath, but he also identified himself with God. He also called God his Father, making himself equal with God, is what the passage says. So now they're really upset. Jesus said the Son can do nothing on his own accord, but does whatever he sees the Father doing. Right? So that's a theme Jesus is talking about, and he keeps going deeper. And he says, as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, so also the Son gives life to whomever he will. Now Jesus is claiming, first, that the Father worked this sign through Jesus to testify to everybody who was present. He says, to marvel at Christ, to marvel at the work of the Father. And this is God, the Father's witness that Jesus is who he said he is, right? God is obviously the Lord of the Sabbath. And then Jesus said, well, you know, the Father, he can raise the dead. He gives life to whomever he chooses. He gives them life. And now he's given the Son, that is me, the power to do the same thing. That really shocks them. And then he doubles down further. And he said, the Father judges no one, but he gives all judgment over to the Son, that all may honor the Son. The Father has given Jesus final word, final judgment on everybody, on everything. He's the one who's ordering all of creation, bringing it under his lordship so he can bring it under the lordship of the Father in heaven, unite all things in Christ. And he says, he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So they're not honoring Jesus, and Jesus is telling the religious leaders in the temple, you do not honor God. You're not honoring God. And the conversation intensifies. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. So to hear the words of Jesus and to believe in God the Father who sent Jesus, that's the way you gain eternal life. And he says, he does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. Christianity is about passing from death to life. I mentioned at the end of the program yesterday, but let's dig deeper into this. Verse 25, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. There will be a healing later in John's gospel, the healing of Lazarus, Jesus' friend who had been dead for a few days. Everybody's weeping and they're mourning the loss of Lazarus. And Jesus speaks to a dead man, and he hears his voice. Now, that's amazing. He raised Lazarus from the dead, but Lazarus was raised to die again. There's a bigger problem, not just biological death, but the biggest problem is the sin problem, which produces the death problem, talking about the second death, eternal separation from God. This is the life that Jesus brings. Jesus has the power to raise people back to biological life, but the real thing that he can do, the awesome thing he can do, is to give to dying human people, you know, sinful people, healing and the forgiveness of their sins and the grace of eternal life, the God life. He says, so as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. So it's not just something that the Father has, you know, take this moment of power I'll give you and do this healing, but the Father has given Jesus the same prerogatives that the Father has. Eternal life comes through the Son. It's in the Son. He is capable. There's a river of life, eternal life, that flows through Jesus for the sake of the salvation of the world. And the Father granted that to the Son. And he's given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Now, there's a lot in that title, Son of Man, going back to the Old Testament, Daniel and others. So Jesus' claim before the religious leaders is big. It's as big as it gets. He's equal with the Father. He gives the eternal divine life to those who need it for the sake of salvation and eternal life. And he's the final judge of the living and the dead. And he is the Son of Man prophesied in the Old Testament. Do not marvel at this, he says, for the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Here's the summary. Here's the biblical worldview. This is what Jesus spoke quite a bit about. One thing I want to say, friends, is there's a lot of voices in the church today that are mixed up. Follow the voices that sound like Jesus, that speak what Jesus speaks, as often as Jesus speaks it, in the way that Jesus speaks it. Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of his church. There's some very confused leadership in the church in various places, lay and clergy alike. There's false gospels that are being proclaimed. They're emptying, as Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict said, that the temptation today is people are emptying the figure of Jesus of his power and his significance, sort of flattening him and making him an acceptable religious counselor, prophet, guru, or something like that. But he's not the one who he's claiming to be here in his own words. The church needs to proclaim this from the rooftops. We need to internalize this and understand Jesus is absolutely and utterly unique in his power and authority. No other religious leader, no other religion is equal to this. He alone and the church he established, it's the way it is. Let me read it again. It's so direct. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice. Guess what? When you're in the tomb, Muhammad can yell all he wants. He's not going to raise you from the dead. Same thing with Buddha. Same thing with any religious guru in the world. Now, is there some light, some wisdom? Yeah, but in those, the church has respect in various ways for that. But the church doesn't go as far as some even key leaders are today to say that every path, every religion, for the most part, all these traditional religions and others, are equal pathways to salvation. And that the church should just encourage people to stay on their pathway. Or whatever native religion, or you name it, whatever indigenous religion anywhere in the world, that somehow it's equal to Christ. Wrong. And Jesus doesn't automatically baptize him. How do you enter eternal life? How are you going to be able to hear the voice of the Son of Man? If you believe the words of Jesus, and you believe in God the Father who sent Jesus. It's crucial to understand that. It's Jesus who will bring people to the resurrection of eternal life. And it's Jesus who will bring others to the resurrection of a final judgment that will separate them from God forever. He goes on then in verse 30, I can do nothing on my own authority. As here, I judge and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Jesus is simply telling him, I'm doing the Father's will and my judgment is right. I bear witness to myself. If I bear witness to myself, my testimony is not true. There's another who bears witness to me, and I know that the testimony which he bears to me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. John the Baptist he's talking about here. Not that the testimony which I receive is from man, but I say this that you may be saved. He's trying to save the religious leaders. Okay, they're obviously very offended by that because they assume they're saved or that they're in a much more spiritually healthy position than he is. He said, I say this that you may be saved. Jesus has come to save, friends, to save the world, to save one heart at a time. He was a burning, shining lamp, that's John, and you're willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has granted to me to accomplish, these very works which I am doing bear me witness that the Father has sent me. So Jesus is saying, the very thing you're accusing me of violating the Sabbath, of healing this man, this is the work of God the Father. This is the work of the one that you supposedly worship. And he's speaking to you, and he's trying to tell you that he has sent me. Verse 37, he goes on, and the Father who sent me has himself borne witness to me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you. Wow, very strong. See how direct Jesus is? If you don't confess Jesus as Lord, I mean, if you don't accept the revelation from the Father that comes from Jesus, you're not in a good situation. For you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness to me. So Jesus keeps going deeper. He's saying, you guys think you have it all in the scripture, and the scripture is the place where you're going to find eternal life. I'm here, the one who authored it all. I'm telling you, I'm the one who gives eternal life. I'm the one who understands the scriptures properly. Verse 41, I do not receive glory from men. Let me back up one. Because you think that in them you find life, and it is they that bear witness to me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. You refuse to come to me that you may have life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Life comes from him, only eternal life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know that you have not the love of God within you. You do not have the love of God within you. Jesus' words are so strong. Our leaders need to sound more like Jesus and just communicate everything Jesus said. I've come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you do receive. How can you believe who receive the glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from God? We seek the glory of the world. We seek the glory of other men. Do we really seek to have God's name glorified? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. It is Moses who accuses you, on whom you set your hope. So they're saying, no, we're standing in the law of Moses, and you're wrong. And he goes on to say, even Moses testified. So Jesus makes clear to the religious leaders that John the Baptist testified to him. His miracles testify that he's the unique Son of God that brings eternal life. God the Father himself testifies to Jesus. The scriptures testify to Jesus. Moses testifies to Jesus. And there's a blindness in the religious leaders. They're resisting him. They're stiff-necked. Their hearts are hardened. They're threatened by him. And so Jesus, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, they tell him that he's violating the Sabbath. This battle will go on through John's gospel. I wanted to read this to you and talk about it just because the conflict can happen in our own human hearts, but Jesus is the one who knows. He said, look, I am the source of eternal life. I am the final judge of the world. Those are Advent themes, friends. Let's internalize them and walk in them. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.